Wednesday, March 15th, President at Camp David all day. Ehrlichman and his crew went up this morning, and President Ed Rose come up later this afternoon. Starting with the staff meeting this morning, we got into the ITT problem, first off with Flanagan and the question of whether he should testify. Our general feeling is that he should file a statement, but should stay with the executive privilege as far as going up himself. The president called late this morning. He said that he could see why Colson and all the rest get so discouraged about the IT&T thing, the way the papers played it, that he had read the papers pretty carefully this morning and saw what a problem we had. Even then, though, he didn't notice the caption on the New York Times photo where they said Mitchell was talking with Merriam of IT&T when actually he was talking to Bob Mardian, the assistant AG, which is one we're going to push to try and make some hay out of. He wants us to get the roughest people we can to call the networks, and if they don't use that thing. But it turned out pretty well because Mitchell waved the New York Times before the TV cameras and got on CBS. That was the only one, but he at least made that. President thinks we ought to consider whether we should have the vice president take the media on. Also, he raises the point that maybe we should play for the big game now, or not now, but sometime pretty soon, with regard to the assault on Flanagan, and that we might consider his resigning and then going up before the committee. He feels we can't let the situation develop where Flanagan is demolished, and that maybe we should get his letter and statement up now and then decide how long to let this go before we actually hit back on the other point. He feels that Flanagan's got to get a statement out before the president has a press conference. Flanagan also had a problem with Connolly, who had withdrawn his support for legislation he'd previously okayed and left Flanagan sort of floating loose. Pete's concern came out of the same thing as the problem we got into last night. The president made the point that Schultz and I have got to consider Connolly as our first responsibility and have to stay on making sure that he doesn't get off the track again like that. The president's main problem this morning was his busing speech. He called and said he was studying the Sapphire draft and wasn't sure we could pull off a 10-minute speech. Said Sapphire's draft was too tinny. He didn't take his wording out of the statement. And if we really want to give a speech, then the president's going to have to write it himself. He says maybe it's better just to let a news show handle it than to for him to go on with a lot of gobbledygook. He said that the real problem is we've got to get all the cliches out and get back to the price draft, picking out Ray's good material. Basically, he's trying to determine in his own mind whether it can be done. He says it does have some good points. I think he really just wanted to be argued into it, and I told him I did think it should be done, but urged he talk with Ehrlichman, which he said he'd do. He said that thing here is that this is a profound and difficult problem, busing, and then we can't be superficial about it, but we don't want to come on with something that loses our strong position by the way we make our television statement. He then said we shouldn't schedule any speeches for him until we get a speechwriter, and he can't believe there isn't a bright young conservative with balance that could handle what we want here. Later in the day, he said he'd had a long talk with John Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman sees the problem with the Sapphire draft too, but the two of them have agreed they should go ahead with the speech. And Ehrlichman summed it up that Sapphire's thing was too apologetic. And he says Ehrlichman's on exactly the same wavelength as he is. We can't go for the soppy sentimental business. The problem is that our people are influenced by the liberal press. So he's going to work on it and produce a speech. End of March 15th.